Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of March 17th, 2023. First, a couple announcements. I am giving a free workshop for Kepler College about the Aries Ingress on March 23rd. It's called The Fortunes of a Nation. So you can come to learn how we cast charts for a nation, to forecast events coming up, and more. I'm also teaching a transits class. I'm so honored to be teaching a transits class for the college. That starts April 6th. There are limited spots. So if you want to learn with me during this five-week course all about transits, enroll quickly because you never know, it might fill up. Last weekend's transits were a doozy, and so many people got tangled up in the transits. First was Mercury conjunct Neptune in Pisces on Friday, and then Mars in Aquarius square Uranus in Taurus on Saturday. So Pisces rules deception and Kate Middleton's Photoshop fail. That's Pisces rules things like film, and it was a picture with her kids. Mercury rules children and Mars in Aquarius, the British public. So lots of people are mad at her for what they think is a shocking Uranus deception. Also, Senator Katie Britt, I'd never heard of this woman, but she gave the State of the Union response to President Biden's speech. And she went into this big talk about this girl who was sexually abused or sexually trafficked, and it was false. So again, we hear this deception about a child, and Mars square Uranus is like sex trafficking is definitely online for that. But it was just bizarre. Uranus rules shocking and weird things. And it was, you know, attack on the president's speech. So it really fell in line with these transits. And it was so awful. It was weird, bizarre, that Saturday Night Live parodied it. And it was pretty brilliant what they did. Also, Boeing, there the airline, a whistleblower who was in the midst of testifying against Boeing, the aviation company, and Uranus is an aviation thing, was found dead in his car, Mercury. Shot in the back of the head is what I understand, or a shot. Supposedly, it's a suicide, which sounds real strange. So anyway, Boeing stock tanked because people think, you know, there could be some foul play here. And Haiti is in total chaos. Gangs have taken over. Mars and Aquarius, like these gangs are grouping together and organizing and causing unbelievable chaos, and the president or prime minister, whatever he's called, resigned. That's kind of like the Mercury Neptune. That's the worst story on a large scale, but the most horrific story I read was a young man who seems to be a great guy, thought his mother was an intruder and accidentally killed her. So Mercury conjunct Neptune can be cloudy thinking, or in Pisces, maybe he was drinking or something, and they lived in a bad neighborhood, and he thought maybe someone was breaking in, and he shot his own mother. Such a tragedy. I can't even imagine what he's going through. The last one I'll mention was Donald Trump tweeted an insult at Jimmy Kimmel, or just the whole Oscars thing, and on his whatever his fake Twitter is. And Jimmy Kimmel, so that's the Mercury conjunct Neptune and Pisces, like the Oscars, this big ceremony about film. Film is ruled by Pisces. Mercury, he's typing this thing in his computer or whatever, his phone. And then Jimmy Kimmel gave it to him with a zinger. Mars, you know, Mars right at you. Verbal attack in Aquarius. Millions of people saw it. Square Uranus. Uranus rules fame. A lot of famous people were there at this event as well. So it was like, it was just a real direct hit. It was Mercury was in Aries at the same time. And it was like just short and sweet and like just a direct hit. Anyway, those are some things about how the transit showed up. The theme of this week is Eyes Wide Shut. And there's three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that we have a first quarter moon at 27 degrees of Gemini. It was actually yesterday, but, you know, we'll be feeling this energy throughout the week. And at the first quarter moon, the sun was conjunct Neptune. And when an inner planet is conjunct an outer planet, we will see the themes really come into light and the sun illuminates things. And as it merges with Neptune, we're going to see a lot of things. So the sun, leaders, so a leader could die or pass on, or we find out they're ill. With Neptune, Neptune dissolves. There could be focusing our intention on the sea. So notice what stories you hear about the seas. Yeah, leaders in terms of religion, there can be fuel issues. I'm wondering if there's going to be some kind of OPEC or whatever the oil producing nations are going to, in an effort to put pressure on the West to stop the war, or the U.S. to stop the war in Israel, do something about the prices of gas or fuel. Yeah, because the sun is at 27 degrees of Pisces, conjunct Neptune, square the moon at 27 degrees of Gemini. And the tarot card for the sun is the 10 of Cups. This is the happy family card. The astrology correspondence is Mars in Pisces. And the Sabian symbol is a fertile garden under a full moon. The moon at 27 Gemini, the tarot card is the 10 of Swords. And that's a card of heartbreak or betrayal. And the sun is in Gemini, is the astrology correspondence, excuse me. And society granting bankruptcy to him, a man leaves court with mixed feelings. Well, Donald Trump is a sun in Gemini, so maybe he'll get some kind of lucky break on one of his trials. This also brings to mind for me Scott Peterson. We actually found out this week that the Innocence Project is trying to get back into court and get him off from his murder trial. This is a man who had killed his pregnant wife and child. It was a huge, huge story back in 2002 or three or so. Yeah, it was just utterly awful. So that could be part of this. Like, he had this happy family from what it appeared from the outside, but he caused all this heartbreak and betrayal when he murdered his child and his pregnant wife. Yeah, so I don't know. That could be a story, but think about that. Yeah, notice stories in the news about court trials, the fertile garden under a full moon card. I got like this download about some kind of thing, tragedy happening at 4 a.m. So some things to think about in our own lives are, you know, if the same conflicts keep erupting between you and your partner or your family, like maybe you guys can sit down. What changes can we make to stop it? How can you put down your swords and like focus on bringing more joy and happiness? This is with Venus in Pisces. It's a great energy for forgiving. Or someone, you know, Neptune rules deception. And like, as soon as the sun clears Neptune, you like may find out like one of your kids has been pilfering your money out of your wallet or your jewelry or something like that. Yeah. Or sibling conflict over an inheritance could be something that comes up or makes news. I really hope it's not OPEC controlling gas exports or oil exports because of the war. Although, yeah, maybe they will. I mean, it's a humanitarian crisis. It's coming to a breaking point where I think nations are going to start doing stuff. Yeah, Gemini rules children and transportation are a few of the topics it rules. Also rules the hands or the fingers. So I think there's going to be a school shooting or some like big thing on transportation this week. For the moon phase family, we had a new moon at 26 Gemini, where the sun and the moon were both at 26 Gemini on June 17th, 2023. Now, yesterday we had the first quarter moon where the sun was in Pisces, the moon in Gemini, both at 27 degrees. 9 months from now will be the full moon where the sun is in Sagittarius, the moon in Gemini on December 15th, 2024. And the last quarter moon where the sun was in Virgo, the sun will be in Virgo, the moon in Gemini at 21 degrees each on September 14th, 2025. So there may be a story in your life that has pivot points at these different times. If you're working on a big project, they're great. This is a great timing system to set goals. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3PW3NFM. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that Aries season begins on Tuesday. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a fire sign and it's cardinal initiating energy. It is the start of the astrological year. It's a great time to go back to review your goals if you set some at the beginning of the year and see where you are, and maybe some fresh new energy can come in. Think about how you can be pioneering, have the audacity to do and start new things, even if you don't know exactly how it's going to work out. So if you're fire, you can get like really worn down or tired or lethargic or irritated, frustrated, just angry. So if you start to feel these things, you can just get up, go for a walk, go to the gym, that sort of thing, or some things to think about. We'll be interested to see how our attention is focused whenever a planet enters a sign, and 0 degrees of Aries is a world point. There will be something that happens that focuses us in on that energy. Yes. Just watch out for being like too impulsive, driving too fast, getting into like little verbal conflicts for no, unless you really, really need to. Yeah, you'll probably notice around yourself more of this fiery energy. But Aries rules competition, it rules independence, and I love Aries energy. But we are going to be seeing a big increase in conflict, I think, in the collective over the coming weeks, because we're in eclipse season, times of big changes, and this one I think is going to be a bit of a doozy. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that Mars will enter the sign of Pisces. Mars in Pisces, it doesn't really like to be there. You take this action-oriented planet and drop it in water. So think about how like hard it is to fight underwater. Yeah. But it's a beautiful energy in a lot of ways. Like people who are willing to fight for Pisces peace. Yeah, this is another reason why I think the oil producers might have some kind of action in order to force a ceasefire. this can, on a positive side, this can be like transcendent sex, like tantric sex, where it takes you to a whole new level. Look, and you may see something like a grown man crying, Mars in Pisces, having problems, Mars with water, Pisces, fighting on the seas. Uh-oh, these, you know, the Houthi rebels threatening to cut this cable that connects Europe with the Middle East and Africa and all the internet stuff that goes through that region. It would be a calamity during this time. This is a Pisces rule that rules the feet. So be careful about like getting your feet cut, like on broken glass or tripping over your feet because you're not paying attention to where you're going. We may see during this transit cruise ship turbulence or norovirus. Notice if we see something like that as the Mars goes into that sign. It will enter on Friday and stay there until April 30th. On Sunday, the word of the day is leaks. The moon will enter the sign of Cancer at 2:40 a.m. Pacific time. Cancer is cardinal initiating water. What can you do to practice some more self-care for yourself? Great Cancer moon energy is great for making a wonderful meal. Just do a body scan. How are you feeling? Head to toe. Just take some time out of your day to really feel into your body, get embodied. The moon is at home in Cancer, so that's why it's so good to really investigate your feelings. This will be the day that the sun is conjunct Neptune at 27 Pisces. Neptunian things will make news. Drunkenness, charity, deception, mental illness are all things that may be spotlighted as we move through this week in different ways. Now, it's a very romantic energy. Ooh la la, like Neptune, when Neptune, like, it's like a higher love. It's the higher octave of Venus. So, and the moon will trine Venus and Pisces during this day. This can be just an amazing, beautiful energy. Yes, it can. So loving. Mm-hmm. There could be a water event with the sun, Neptune, or just really bad storms. On Monday, the word of the day is honesty. This is the day Mercury will be conjunct the North Node in Aries at 15 degrees. Yeah, and so the North Node is an amplifier. So notice if people in Aries, like, is fast. People, see if you know, notice people talking faster, more competition. There could also be violence, like Mercury in Aries, using your mouth as a gun. Or, yeah, also handgun violence I can see happening with this. This is the day we enter the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So events that start taking place may have come back to our attention later. Yeah, because 15 Aries to 27 Aries is going to get stomped over three times. Mercury retrograde starts April 1st. But we're in that shadow coming up to it. Yeah. And this conjunction is going to amplify some of the conflict energy. And Mercury rules our thought processes. So just notice within yourself. Like Mercury can negotiate and collaborate on a high road, but it can also destabilize and argue. So keep that in mind. I also wrote down car rental agency or bus. There's just this kind of shooter energy this week. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Tuesday, the word of the day is dramatic. The moon will enter the sign of Leo at 12:32 p.m. Pacific time. I love a Leo moon. It is feisty and fun and fiery. It's a fixed fire sign. People will be trying to get more attention. You may notice dramatic presentations, things like that. The sun will enter Aries at 8:06 p.m. Pacific time. On Wednesday, the word of the day is duck. This is the day Mercury conjunct Chiron at 17 Aries. This to me feels like just like school shooter energy. There's going to be something, I think, that comes to our attention that's a sudden shocking violence, because Mercury gets charged up with the North Node in Aries and then meets Chiron, the wounded healer, and it could be positively someone like realize, oh my goodness, I need therapy. I need to find ways to manage my thought processes, my angry outbursts. But with the moon in Leo, that's like someone wanting to make a very dramatic show of something. And the gibbous moon is at 16 Leo, and that starts at 8:27 p.m. Pacific time. On Thursday, the word of the day is admission. The sun in Aries is sextile Pluto in Aquarius, both at 1 degree. There could be a spotlight on a powerful person, an athlete. Aries rules competitions. And this is the day that Venus will conjunct Saturn at 12 degrees of Pisces. I'm wondering if Kate Middleton will share what's wrong with her. There's also, because Venus in Pisces is like a princess, someone elevate, a female figure elevated up. Saturn is hardship. Maybe she'll explain her hardship. And the sun, sextile Pluto. Yeah. Now, there's also mourning energy, mourning meaning like grief energy with this. Like Venus conjunct Saturn can be feeling lonely or unloved or mourning the loss of someone. Yeah. And so if there is some kind of a violent event, this is when we'll see on Wednesday. We'll see and hear the stories of the people they left behind on Thursday. So, I mean, I hope it's nothing major. The energy just feels like some lone wolf is going to do something this week. On Friday, the word of the day is digestion. The moon enters the sign of Virgo at 12:41 a.m. Pacific time. Virgo is mutable earth. I love a Virgo moon. It's a great time to get stuff done. The chop wood, carry water energy. Can you declutter? Can you organize? Can you really think about the ingredients you're putting into your food and what you're putting into your body? It's a sign of health. Mars enters Pisces at 4:47 p.m. Pacific time. So I wouldn't recommend eating oysters. No, I would not. Like I can see a raw oyster. I can see someone eating a bad oyster with this Virgo moon. Mars in Pisces that upsets your digestive tract and ugh. Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing with that. But you could go to a beautiful dance performance with Mars in Pisces. And there's something so structured about their movements organized about the movements. Like there's tons of people on the stage doing different, and they're so synchronized is something I'm seeing with Mars in Pisces and the Virgo moon. So hopefully you'll just have a beautiful evening. On Saturday, the word of the day is trippy. On this day, Mars is sesquicentire the North Node. So there could just be like a little emotion. You may feel a little emotional or something like that. Mars is a planet of energy, drive, and assertion. In Pisces, you may feel frustrated because like you can't get something done. Like Mars in Pisces can be like you, someone who cannot shoot straight, like their hands shaking. So those are some of the things to think about. So remember to sign up for the Aries Ingress Workshop if you'd like to join. That's this Saturday. Or come learn with me at Kepler College for a transits course. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at Celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories. Or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. Take care, and I will catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.